Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 30th April 2021. Top stories for today. Home Minister Hamza Zainuddin admitted to discussing transfer policies concerning the police force today, although he insisted that he had done nothing wrong when talking about promotions and the change of roles in the force. Hamza said the act of tapping other people's conversations is an offence. Putrajaya has decided to postpone toll hikes for three highways which were due this year. Works Minister Fadila Yusof said the decision was made in an effort to alleviate the rakyat's burden amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The highways affected are the Shah Alam Expressway, Kasas, South Klang Expressway, SKVE, and the East Coast Highway Phase 2, LPT2. Meanwhile, all schools and educational institutions under the Education Ministry MOE in Kelantan will remain closed until the Hari Raya holidays. Yesterday, Kelantan reported 401 new COVID-19 cases with 32 active clusters. Kelantan Education Department Director Zulkarnain Fauzi said the school learning session would be held online through the home-based teaching and learning method PDPR from May 16 to 27. On the international front, all vaccination centres in Mumbai were shut for 3 days starting today due to a shortage of vaccine as the country posted another record daily rise in coronavirus cases with more than 380,000 new cases. Grave diggers are working around the clock to bury victims and hundreds more were cremated in makeshift pyres in parks and parking lots as deaths from COVID-19 jumped by 3,498 over the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, Brazil became the second country to pass 400,000 COVID-19 deaths after the United States, as experts warn the daily toll could remain high for several months due to slow vaccinations and loosening social restrictions. At least 44 people were crushed to death at an overcrowded religious bonfire festival in Israel today. The crush occurred as thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews thronged the Galilee tomb of Rabbi Shim Bar Yochai for the annual Lag Bomer commemorations that include all-night prayer, mystical songs and dance. Witnesses said people were trampled in a tightly packed passageway until the PA system sounded an appeal to disperse as crowds packed the Mount Meron slope in defiance of COVID-19 warnings. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.